Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
When we set out to build the largest and most technologically advanced tractor in Kubota history, we had your operation in mind. That's why we focused on the hard-working details, like powerful Kubota diesel engines, smooth shifting transmission options, a heavy-duty front axle, premium cab with the latest features, and a best-in-class Kubota front loader. Introducing the all-new M7 series, built with you in mind. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, so far this week, we've seen nary a bit in feedlot country, almost as if packers could care less if they kill another steer or heifer. We doubt they can fake such indifference for much longer. Look for at least a few preliminary bids start to crop up today. No doubt far below expected asking prices of $138 and higher in our part of the country. Nevertheless, the courtship of cash negotiations has to start somewhere. Our guess is that the dating won't turn hot and heavy till sometime tomorrow or Friday. Margin stress processors are having some success in forcing carcass values higher. Obviously, they'll focus on further gains in the beef trade through the end of the week. But regardless what happens in the wholesale trade, cattle buyers may be forced to deal with Fed supplies that still appear to be tightening. Live and feeder futures are staged to open modestly higher today, supported by firming carcass value and ideas of formidable feedlot leverage in the cash trade. Cash hog trade continues to go nowhere fast as well. In fact, this week's country market seems to be struggling with a soft undertone. Look for buyers to start work this morning with a bid steady to 50 cents lower. On the grains overnight, May corn was about 4 cents higher, May soybeans 12 cents higher, and July Kansas City wheat was a penny higher. That was overnight. China's exports reportedly grew in March for the first time in 9 months, signaling investment traders that its economy may not be as weak as feared. This sparked another wave of buying in the soybean market, pushing contracts to double-digit gains overnight. Corn and wheat were also higher, with action in corn spreads continuing to show strong commercial demand. Gold was posting a sharp sell-off due in large part to a strong rally in the U.S. dollar index. Now, yesterday, May Chicago wheat closed higher thanks to commercial bargain hunters because there was nothing bullish in yesterday's WADZI reports. USDA increased its estimates of U.S. ending stocks in 2015-16 to 976 million bushels and world ending stocks 239.26 million metric ton, both bloated into bearish numbers. We'll check futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle was down 37, 122.85, and the August down 47, 118.47. May feeder cattle down 97, 151.50, and August was down 85 yesterday at 151.95. June hogs down 42 at 79.20, and July was down 37 cents, 79.62. Yesterday at the close on the grains, Kansas City wheat, May was up 3.5, 447 and a quarter. July up 3.25 at 457 and a half. Chicago wheat, May was up 5.25 at 452 and a half, and July was up 4.5, 458 and three quarters. May corn up 6 cents, 362 and three quarters. July was up five and three quarters. It's 365 and a half. May soybeans up 8 cents, 936 and a quarter. July was up 8 cents, 944 and three quarters. May cotton up 63 at 62.14. July up 63 at 61.54. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.